Deputy Minister of Roads and Highways Isaac Ajay-Mensah says the construction of the Nkrumah Circle interchange has become necessary due to the heavy vehicular traffic on a daily basis. This is said leads to stress and reduction in economic activities. Mr. Ajay-Mensah dispelled the notion that the construction of the interchange is as a result of lack of planning. He believes urban areas are fast developing due to rural urban drift, and authorities must act to meet the changing circumstances. Mr. Ajay-Mensah stated this on a current affairs program behind the news.
At the end of it all, the benefit is that it's going to be ensuring that, you know, there's no traffic and massive flow of people. That is more than, and I think that it will facilitate and encourage people to do their business as brisk as possible. I don't think that bringing down the brakes or raising down the brake costs, financial loss or whatever, because engineers know better. And you see, you want to do this to ensure that the flow of traffic, people coming into the center there, have been managed properly. And the understanding, the professionals come out to that, that this is the best way forward. I'm not sure of how much, as of now, the cost of the bridge is because it's been used. And like construction of roads, you impact on profit. But at the end of the day, you want to ensure that it's value for money.
Right. Mr. Ajay-Mensah, I agree with you completely on, you know, putting in place a modern edifice, but didn't you anticipate that there will be times that we definitely will have to put in such an edifice? Wasn't there any anticipation from your end?
No, but I'm not talking for engineers. I'm not a professional. I'm not an engineer. Otherwise, Kwame Nkrumah's plan, this megastructure would have been placed there. When society changes, when technology unveils and so on, you want to go in for cost-effective ways of doing things. And I think that that at the time that bridge was built, has that purpose. Now it's time, as population of Accra is booming, we want to ensure that provide appropriate resources and services to people to go about their businesses. And this is the best, you know, way forward. This megastructure is going to ensure that we fall in line with the modern way of going about things, and also enhance business and flow of people in that area.
Deputy Minister of Roads and Highways, Isaac Ajay-Mensah.